Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Okay, welcome back to Project Independence in You. We've been talking with Greg Balbera. He's a certified senior advisor. Right at Home, is that the name of your...
That is, yes.
Right at Home is the name of your company. We were talking about scamming, and it's just, it's ugly, it's difficult. Now, you talked about the three kind of processes that a scammer will take, fear, and everything you had mentioned. How do we make the senior, how do we make more savvy, more to understand that they're trying to make you, you know, make a decision too quickly? You have no time. You have to tell me now. Your grandson's here. That's it. You know, where you can just really basically say, you know, why don't you give me a phone number and I'll call you back. Let me get, you know, or let me call my daughter, you know, or whatever.
Sure. So there are some great things that we can do to help protect our seniors from scammers. I think the first thing we can do is make sure the senior has caller ID. Not a lot of the seniors have older phone service and don't have caller ID. So, you know, having caller ID can enable them to see where the call is coming from. So that's kind of a first defense.
Though those are blocked a lot of times, and you can manipulate to put a different phone number in.
Absolutely.
And all that kind of stuff.
It's not perfect, but it's,
right,
you know,
but
we're
it's
trying
there
to build up. There's got to be several layers of defense, so that
right
would be like the first layer. The second one would be to advise seniors not to share their personal info. One of the common scams that we get today is people calling claiming to be from the IRS, which always scares people. They hear the IRS, and they're freaked out. They're going to penalties, fees. First of all, the IRS never calls. Any correspondence from the IRS always comes through the mail. So if you get a phone call saying it's from the IRS, you should know right away that it's, you
right
know, that it's a
right
scam. But you should never share your personal information. Never give out your Social Security number. Never give out your medical insurance ID number. Never give out your Medicaid card number. So withholding that information obviously is another layer of defense. Some people need to have an authorized person on their account. So if your loved one is beginning to have cognitive issues or has trouble, perhaps they're a widow or a widower where the other partner was the one who was paying all the bills, handling all the finances, and
mm-hmm
they're not really the person who was used to doing that, it might be a time for you to kind of step in and say, hey, mom, hey, dad, let me be the second signer on the checkbook. This way, you know, we'll do the
mm-hmm
checkbook
mm-hmm
together once every 2 weeks or every once a month, so that we can avoid making payments where they shouldn't be paid. Also teaching them to ask questions and to do some research. If someone says, I have a charity scams and lottery scams are very popular among seniors. They like the concept of kind of playing a game and then winning some type of windfall.
Right.
So there's a great website called charitynavigator.org.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a website where people can go in and you can really get a lot of information, find out if a charity is legitimate. It also shows you what percentage of every dollar that goes to that charity
mm-hmm
is actually used for the charity itself as opposed to paying for the administration
top
of the charity.
Top heavy for the executives.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So those are some definite, defensive measures that we can employ, for our seniors.
One of mine is if you didn't call them, then you're not interested, period, you know, with whoever it is. I mean, we must get 10 charity calls a week, and I know there are a lot of really good charities out there, but reality is you can't give to all the charities. So if you didn't call the charity, pick your own charity, support the charity, but you don't have to get badgered with all the phone calls.
Absolutely.
It's a tough, like you said, you pointed out that sometimes the cognitive skills decline, and that's where the hole is. I think most people understand, although maybe not. You know, how does it happen? How do people get ripped off so badly? And yet, talking about scams is everywhere. People talk about it, and you have to be really sheltered not to know that there are people out there trying to rip you off.
Sure. And as you had mentioned earlier, talking about the older generation, they tend to be more trusting, more trustworthy, maybe a little bit more gullible. The younger generations tend to be a little bit more skeptical, so we do ask a little bit more questions. So then again, that's a reason why they do prey on the seniors,
right,
knowing that you know, it's easier access for them.
Right, right.
You know, like one of the ones that I, a couple of little pet things that people could do, I think, is send me something in the mail, period. Or like you pointed out, give me a phone number and we'll call you back. You know, something that sets the ball back into their court, and that should end it for the most part.
Sure. And there are some great questions. You know, there's kind of a language to the scam. There are certain kind of keywords that the scammers will use to trick, you know, the unsuspecting seniors. Things like, keep this information to yourself. When someone says that to you, that should raise a red flag right away.
Right, right.
Guaranteed to more than double your money right away. That's another another red flag. Profit like the experts, same thing. buy now. Again, when they say that, they're trying to pressure you. When there's pressure, there's usually a reason and a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. So when you hear those types of phrases, those should be you know, warning signs in your head saying, okay, I either need to do more diligence or I should probably be running from this opportunity.
I think I read a Newsday, maybe it was last week even, or the week before, which was shocking. I mean, and if you look at this scenario, you would question the person. Why would you think this was legitimate? So I think the scammer was saying it was a grandson or a kid is in jail. I don't know what the situation was. You need to get $5,000 in like Home Depot or Best Buy gift cards, and I'll meet you. And then they meet the person, give them the gift cards, and this person says, now you need to get me more, because they see the person's doing it. They run into the store, get more, and then, you know, that's gone. The person's gone, and now they have $10,000 in gift cards. I mean, this was a Newsday.
Yep. Once the tap is open, once they realize they have that person who's susceptible to that scam, they feel like it's a free-for-all.
How would someone even, you know, think that this is legitimate? You know, when you're saying you've got, you know, you're from an organization or the kid's in jail, and then but if you buy me some Home Depot or whatever it was, gift cards.
It's hard to believe that people can fall for that, but people do.
Yeah.
So how do you, I guess the mission is, how many people can you help not get caught in that?
Additionally, also, once the senior realizes that they've been scammed, they're often hesitant to let anybody know that they've now been scammed, because they don't want family members or loved ones to say, okay, maybe now they realize the person does have cognitive issues or that they were gullible and taken advantage of. So they kind of keep it to themselves. They don't report it to the police. They don't tell the family. So that kind of, again, makes the problem grow and mushroom, because they're not seeking help to either, you know, get the funds back or elicit police help to catch the person that, you know, perpetrated the act.
You know, and there is even sadder things, which I was, you know, made aware of over the years, where you have an existing relationship with somebody who is kind of just draining you. You know, you think you become friends, and you're the senior is lonely, doesn't have a lot of people in the house, and, you know, the person every once in a while shows up, spends some time with the older person and says, you know, I can't pay my mortgage, you know, and the senior writes a check. And then it's kind of like these like, you know, fake relationships that people develop with someone to kind of drain their account. I mean,
absolutely. We see that all the time.
It's horrible.
They build the relationship, as you say, and they begin to take advantage. If there's no loved ones nearby or in the immediate area, that person becomes almost like a de facto family member, and they begin to prey on that senior. So that's very common.
And they don't want to be alone, the senior. So,
but that's an abuse area too.
Yeah.
A lot of it comes from family and friends, whether it be physical or financial.
So we have about almost 4 minutes left. I think it's important to kind of just give ideas to the senior, what they can do to identify a scam, whatever the scam is, you know, and let's just talk about that, because we all know there's a lot of scams out there.
Yep. So again, I think just to review, when you hear that there's a deadline, that should be, you know, a major warning sign. If someone says, you got to get me the money by today, by Wednesday, or that there's a specific deadline, that's maybe the biggest red flag.
Right. Deadlines are a flag. You know, there's no deadline. You know, and then let's talk about the person knocking at the door. What do we say at Project Independence? If someone's knocking at your door and you don't know them,
Don't open the door.
They'll go away.
Yeah.
You know, if they come with, and like LIPA and, you know, PSEG, all those companies or, you know, utility companies, they come to the door. They now say they will not come to your door. They will call first. So if you didn't get a call ahead of time, you know, even Verizon, they'll send out a call. They'll just say, we're going to be in the area. You know, the people, the truck is identifiable. Right. I mean, if somebody's pulling up in front of your house and they're in a car, they don't have a sticker on the door, you just have to really be.
They should also have an ID.
If an they're ID,
from LIPA
absolutely.
Or PSEG,
right.
They should have a ID. And if they show one that doesn't look correct, you can say, hold on. Call LIPA,
right.
Call PSEG, say,
right.
Hey, someone's here at my door. They're claiming to be so-and-so. Do you have an employee?
And they'll call first, too.
Yep.
So if you didn't get that call and someone just shows up, you don't even open the door because they'll go away.
It's be alert and be
excuse me.
Aware of the fact that there are people out there who are trying to scam you, period. Or worse than that, really physically come in and steal or do damage. And it's a tough stuff. I just wanted to give Greg a chance. I went on your website, and I wanted to promote the fact that you had, I thought, some excellent guides that were available that were on your website. Topics that I saw, caregiver fall prevention. Maybe let, you know, I think there's some good information.
What's the website, first of all, because we don't have much time.
Sure. So it's www.righthomeli.com, R-I-G-H-T, athomeli.com. We post at least one or two blogs a week, and yes, we have lots of informational stuff on there, fall prevention, how to talk to someone that has cognitive issues. So we try and put up a lot of information that's really senior-oriented weekly, if not more often.
I actually read through a few of them, and I thought they were very well done and had a lot of good information, really.
Well, that's great. So we'll talk maybe a little bit more. Well, if you write down your website, I'm sure Christina has it. We'll talk about it during Talk of the Town, our last segment. But thank you so much, Greg. It's time. Again, it flies by. I think this subject can just go on and on. Again, thanks to Ron and to Greg for coming today and being our guests with all the information they have. The next segment's going to be from 11 a.m. to 11:30, and that's old-time radio. That will be the Inner Sanctum. And at 11:30, Christina Liu will be here to talk of the town, and we'll hear what's going on town-wide in North Hempstead. And you've been listening to Project Independence and You.